Welcome back to this month's Your Hometown. The stop today is Fox Lake. Tag along as we show you what could make Fox Lake your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities. Here's Lisa.
Hey, Jennifer Kuhn is with us with the Park District of Fox Lake. We're going to talk with the mayor of Fox Lake after 5 o'clock. We had a conversation with Ray Scarpelli earlier. Jennifer, thanks for joining us for the show.
Hey, Lisa, thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
I got to tell you, the lakefront park looks absolutely fantastic. All I could think of after looking at the video on WGNradio.com was, I want to go up there. I want to rent a pontoon. I want to spend the day floating around and having fun.
I know, it's pretty great, right? I'm looking out the window right now and the playground is hopping. The splash pad, even though it's a little cool, has tons of kids running through it. I see some kids playing frisbee down at the amphitheater, and the outdoor pickleball courts are jam-packed. We're pretty lucky here.
Yeah, kids don't care what the temperature is. They're going to splash around and get water whenever they can.
And that is so true.
And I understand that one person has described it as an artisan market that you have.
Yes, that's right. Not this Friday, but next Friday is the opening night of Fox Lake Friday Night Live, where we're combining our market and free concerts. And it's going to be more of an artisan market this year with vendors selling goods that they've made. Unfortunately, we don't have a farmer or produce vendor this year yet. It's not too late. If there's anyone listening, give us a call at the Parks and Rec Department, 224-225-1404. We'd love to have you.
I think that's, I love those artisan markets. It's almost like a French market. You know, it gives everybody a chance to show what they create, and that's fun too. And those free concerts are something that you're doing pretty regularly, right?
We are doing it every Friday night starting in June and going through the end of August. So June 6th is our opening night with Kevin Purcell and the Nightburners. And all of that would not have been possible without Ray Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Scarpelli family. They really have an amazing commitment to the community and are our presenting sponsor this year for the new combined event. They have a $30,000 sponsorship and also donated or sponsored at the $13,000 level last year. So we're really lucky to have a business like that in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked to Ray earlier and, you know, pretty humble. Wasn't taking credit for a lot of stuff, but that amphitheater looks pretty fantastic.
It really does. We're really lucky. June 13th is our next one where we're partnering with the Fox Lake Library for a summer reading club night, and we have a band called Classical Blast. That's going to be amazing.
And obviously, you know, the train can drop you, Metro, right in downtown Fox Lake. People drive there. When people are on the chain of lakes, is there someplace they can tie up? Is there a marina where they can tie up the boat and then jump out and enjoy any of this?
We don't have a marina yet, but we are in our phase two renovation, looking to build not a marina, but a boat access area. And actually, there's an RFP out for that right now. What you can do on Nipissing Lake is you can anchor right in front of our amphitheater area. Last year, regularly, we had probably between 25 and 50 boats coming by during the concerts, and some hanging out for the whole concert, some staying for 20 minutes, some staying for an hour, but it's pretty amazing. Also, at our Celebrate Fox Lake event on June 28th, which is the way Fox Lake celebrates Independence Day, 1 week before, there were probably 500 boats out in the lake that night for the fireworks, and it's a pretty amazing sight to see.
You live in such a unique place. You really do. It's almost like living in a year-round resort.
It kind of is. I mean, yeah. First of all, I think great parks make great communities, and ours here at Lakefront Park is just full of life. Add to that all of the new events that we're having, not only in the summer, but year round, and the new amenities here at the park. I mean, if you haven't really experienced Fox Lake lately, it's time to come out and visit for sure.
Absolutely. Well, you represent the Park District well. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm sorry I butchered your name at the beginning. It's now been pointing out that it's Jennifer, it's Jen, geez, your last name is Kuhn, right?
It's Kuhn, but Kuhn. Lisa, you don't worry about it at all. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. You can call me Jen, whatever you want. It's fine.
I'll just go with Jen from here on out.
Jen works. You have a great day, and thanks for having Fox Lake on your show today.